Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Lives and Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. If you're having a question about the lesson, we do our best on Lord Jesus' answer for you. If you're having the comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So thank God for those of you listening to us at this 7 o'clock hour, Central Standard Time here in the United States. We are on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. Here we are doing the segment Love Thy Neighbor. And as we wait for our brother Eddie Lee and the sisters who's joining him to come on, once again, I want to thank the Lord for all of you listening far and near. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to be to God. Thank God for another blessed time, okay, this year that we're in. Things are happening, both good and not so good, but they're happening. Amen. And it doesn't change who God is. Amen. God bless you, sister. How you doing? Amen. God bless. It seemed like we're having... God bless you, sister.
God bless.
Amen. So amen. It's truly it's a blessing, amen, to be here this day. Thank God for you, sister, and thank God for blessing you and your family this day. He is
amen.
Truly in the blessing business.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I want to say to those of you listening, it's very important that you develop the mindset to search the scriptures. Even what we give you here on Blog Talk Radio is very important that you do that, because mm-hmm. we're living in a time now where that the scriptures are being twisted, is, quote, being made to say something that is not saying. And therefore, you know, if you don't search them for yourself, you stand the chances of being deceived. And we are living in this day right now that that's happening. And some of you that have listened to the broadcast I did earlier is a prime example of where that, you know, when the scriptures are taken and things are added to it and made to be said something that it doesn't, and you don't search it, if you, like I said, if you don't watch it, you'll be deceived. Now, it's just like, for example, of Cain. You have a group who says that the mark on the Cain was blackness, and he was cursed
for
the colored skin of blackness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, my God, and this, once again, there's a lot of people who had come to accept this, okay, and not really searching out the scriptures. And you have some people that are honest in heart who is being deceived, okay, being misled. And I just want to encourage you all to diligently do your due diligence in the scriptures. I know that some of you said, well, I go to Sunday school, and that's great. But the Lord is a balanced God. So search the scriptures that you're given in Sunday school, and then you have your own personal study.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord wants to teach you through the ministry, and he also wants to teach you straightway in dealing with you. If you look in the Bible with Adam, I straightway talk to Adam, okay? gave him the instruction. So there's God is a God of balance, okay? And he wants us to know his word, but you need to get into the spirit of searching the scriptures, okay? And we're living in a time where that things are going to be said. It's going to sound good. It really going to sound good. But you're going to find out that some of it is not of God, no matter how good it sounds. I mean, the rapture sounds good, okay? I mean, to know any day you can be gone, but that's not true, okay? I mean, if to know that, hey, I can be riding in my car, sitting here at the house, and boom, I'm snatched up and go with the Lord, man, that sounds great, you know? I mean, that sounds outstanding. If it was true, though, that's a, you know, but it's not true. You know, and so it sounds good, but it's not true, okay? And I'm telling you that you have some people now that they have totally turned away from the Lord because they have discovered that certain things was told to them was not of God, okay? But I want them to also look at this. If you didn't search it out yourself, for one thing, why are you turning away from Jesus? I mean, Jesus wasn't the one that doing the speech. Okay, so that's the first thing. So why are you turning away from Christ? Number two, why didn't you do your due diligence in searching yourself? Okay, it's very important. Okay, and you have people that's not, you know, they just taking whatever's thrown their way. And I've come across people that have asked me questions about where's some in the Bible. And I had picked up that they want you to tell them everything. They didn't want to search nothing. They didn't want to look it up. I've had some where they wanted book, chapter, and verse, and what it meant. I mean, and they didn't want to study. They didn't want to search it up. They didn't want to do nothing. Now, for those of you that's fascinated by people being dependent on you like that, well, I got a message for you. You better not never be wrong. You better not never be wrong. You better not never miss a verse. I mean, these are some of the same people. If you told them chapter 10 and Acts verse 44, and they found it was in verse 45, they have something to say to you. They really do. They would tell you, say, you told me 44 or 45. I'm telling you what I actually know. They have something to say to you. They believe, when you come across these kind of people, they believe that you're supposed to say it right to the letter.
Mm-hmm.
That right to the letter, you can't be a number off. Because if you do, they will find you, and they will tell you, you told me verse 44 was in verse 45. And to them, they're just like one of the worst crimes that you've ever done. So I want to also warn you, be careful of the dependent people. And I'm talking about, now don't get me wrong, I'm not telling you not to help people. What I'm saying is you got to be watchful of the people that's just dependent on everything that's said, that won't search them up, even when you tell them, listen, just search the scripture. But yeah, I want you to tell me. I've had people to even tell me, say, I'm a preacher, I'm supposed to tell them. I had them tell me that too. Okay. After I told him, I said, listen, you just go search it up. Well, you a preacher, you supposed to tell me. That's what they told. Okay. So I was like, now you supposed to go look that up. So, but that's the time we living in now, people. So do your due diligence and search the word for yourself. God bless all you sisters, Sister Anderson, Sister Stella, Sister Helen, how y'all doing today?
All right. Doing good.
Amen. All right. Amen. Just blessed today. It's saying on this laptop 63 degrees. I know when it was 62 or 61, it was a cool 62 or 61. It wasn't that, you know, to me, like that, you know, put your little sweat on you. Kind of like still had a little coolness to it. So we're grateful for this day. So I think that as y'all was doing from yesterday, I think, Sister Stella, don't you supposed to continue with what you got out of the 30th message?
Yes, I was going to share this little revelation, you know, with everybody that, you know, the Lord had gave me. That was back in February the 16th. And it was concerning the church. I was praying, you know, things, you know, happening, you know, things that I was seeing with my naked eye. And so the Lord, He spoke and told me that His church was in the cocoon stage. And if anybody familiar with the cocoon, cocoon. And so we know what come and after he was saying that when she come out of this cocoon stage, that she's gonna be beautiful as a butterfly. And so what I did, I went to the library, and I checked out some books at the library, and I started reading about what he was saying about the butterfly, And then I saw Google some things on there too, and so he was saying that my reader said the cocoon, the butterfly go through four different stages. You know, number one, the egg is laid and hatched, and after the larva, which is the caterpillar, just that little worm we see, he eats his shell, and he leaves. You know, and he starts eating the leaves. You know, off of the little thing that the egg leaf that the butterfly lay the eggs on. So he start eating that, and he start eating everything, all the leaves that he sees. And then after he eating for a while, then he take and he spin a web, a silk web around his body, and he hangs up under the tree limb. Have y'all ever seen the little cocoon be hanging up on the tree limb?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so and then the next stage was the outdoor stage. I'm going to read some of the things that, the Lord gave me, concerning that butterfly. Then you can look at it in a spiritual way. It says, some people think of a cocoon as a resting place. Now, if you look at on the tree, you know, a tree you have said that is in a sleeping stage because he's not able to see what's going on in there, and you'll think that everything is just quietly up in there, that there is no rest going on inside the cocoon. There is a loss of activity inside the cocoon, and the caterpillar is transforming into a new creature. See, a lot of things are taking place in there, lots of work going taking place in that cocoon to make him to transfer his body into a new body that is what it's supposed to be. And so that's the thing, like, you know, that happened in not only in the Church of Christ with Elijah Method, but among our other brothers and sisters in other denominations too, is they going through things too in their life. And the Lord let me know that it's like a cocoon, and it's something that we must go through in order for us to become what God will have for us to be. And I'll go ahead and finish the reading. And said, this requires that the old caterpillar body be broken down and turned into something new. It is as an insect recycling. And so just, and I was just, like I was saying, said, you know, but, you know, the, but this, the Lord is getting us ready for, he said, you know, in the 100, and I think the 7th message, he was saying that receive a new heart and abundance of his spirit. So what he is giving, you know, getting us ready, that we can have a new heart and a new spirit. And he wants to make us, you know, like something to new creatures. And this only happens, you know, through the trials and things that we're going through. The body of Christ looks, we're looking at the body of Christ with our natural eye, you know, it seems like the same old every time, you know, no change, don't see like no change. But God, he is working with each one of us individually. You know, that we can see that we are going through individually, but mm-hmm. it's getting us ready to stand in that place and call it with him as he will have us to, you know, to be. You know, and that, just like we're supposed to be, well, he called us to what? Rulers. He called us to be rulers. And, you know, and so that was he getting us ready that we can be able to stand in our place and call it in him and rule Satan, rule those demonic demons, rule sickness, rule diseases. And, and you know, that's what he called us for. And said, when we go through this cycle, we will have on our brighter garments of righteousness.
Yeah.
It's I was writing down, I wrote this down, I'm just reading off of there. And we will become something beautiful like the butterfly. And then I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about this, what's going on. I have finished, you know, telling you about it. The inside the cocoon, a caterpillar body digesting itself from the inside out. He this part, imagine that this is very painful. Because I remember some years ago, I was looking at this little documentary on the television, and this man was talking about a butterfly. And he said how he had been studying him and studying. And he said he was saying how he was struggling, trying to come break through. And so what he did, he decided to, well, I'm just going to help him a little bit. Then what he did, he took something and clipped a little sick a little bit. But when he did that, he said he didn't know that he did more harm than good. And when that butterfly did come forth, he couldn't even fly. And so when we have to, when we're going through and everything like that, and you know, and the Lord wants us to go through these things, you know, but you know. And so, you know, we can have help, you know, from our brothers, sisters, prayers and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes we can help before time. It might set you back just a little bit, and you have to go through this thing again. And so that's where we have to be really led by the Spirit of God, even the good that we do. You know, because the Bible tells you, don't let your good be evil spoken of. You know, and so we have to be, because we can do the good in our at the wrong time. It's a good thing, but we can do it at the wrong time sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to read a little bit more. Let's see. The fluid breaks the old caterpillar body into cells called imaginative cells. Imaginative cells are on a different cell, which means these imaginative cells are used to form the new body. That was this thing that is going on, used to form a new body. And so we can imagine, like, that caterpillar has to be going through some terrible, you know, some bad times. You know, even in our life, you know, we're going through bad times, trying to get in that place where God will have us to be.
Mm-hmm.
The process of transformation within the cocoon is known as called a holo. Metal philosophy, and although it's varied by species, the whole process used to take about 2 weeks. For it to come forth, and sometimes it take even longer for some of the, you know, different species, because it's other species being a cocoon besides the butterfly, and it's something it takes some of them months, you know, to come through. The insects that spin the cocoon must evidently escape from them to complete that transformation. You see, when it come that time, they will have to be able to burst through that thing when that body comes. You know, that new body's made. And other may secure fluids that soften the cocoon and make it easy to escape. See, some of them have a fluid that they can put on that, you know, skeet out some kind of way, and you know, and make that it's softer that they can come through that thing. And so that's what I had, to share with y'all that the Lord gave me, you know, concerning the caterpillar, and when he told me about the church was going through the caterpillar stage. And you know, and I just, you know, decided to see what he was talking about, that she gonna come forth beautiful. But when I started reading about the caterpillar, I didn't know that the caterpillar went through all of that to become a butterfly. And so that's so just like I was saying, that's the same thing in our life. All these trials and tribulations and different things come up on us is necessary. You know, and the word of the Lord said there's necessary evil. That's the 88 message. That a necessary evil come to try mankind to test their faith and see if they are the chosen and faithful of the Lord. So that's what's happening in each one of our life. My trials are different from Sister Allison. Sister Allison's trial is different from mine, and Helen's trial is different from me and Sister Allison's. Brother Nathaniel's trial and Sister Diana's trial is different. But God knows what to do for to make us, you know, for to make us. Okay, that's all I had to say this tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I thank the Lord. That is so true. That is so true. And, you know, I was reading where the Lord was talking about, you know, this a stage that even as in connection with what Sister was saying about the butterfly, there's a stage that we have to go through, you know, in order to put on our bright garment. And the word talks about you have to do to put on our brighter garment. And because, you know, and I thank the Lord for the live that comes on, that the brothers are on, because I tell you, it really helped me. And it really, I know the brother was talking about that there's some people, they just want to sit up and want somebody to tell them everything. But, you know, a lot of things that go forth on this live, it helps me, as the sister said, it helps me to think. And, you know, and then it gets really interested, and I want to know more. So, therefore, it calls me to search out and seek out more about
it. Amen. Amen.
I think the Lord alive, you know, because if we are obedient and search the scriptures and stir to the scriptures, because the word tells us that what in them, you know, that not only will we find truth, but we find deliverance in the scriptures. And I thank the Lord for the live and what the brothers are bringing forth and teaching us, and the sisters are bringing forth and teaching. I thank the God.
Amen.
Thank God for going to help us.
Amen.
Even last night when the sister was bringing forth about the 30th message, you know, I thank God, you know, for that, because even, you know, when I have read the 30th message many times, and I thank God for all of the messages, because they are from God. 100 messages are from God, and I thank God for them, because the messages would help us if we would just take heed and do as, you know, the messenger bringing these messages, you know, when he was bringing them to Brother Fetting and Brother Dre. And on this 30th message, it is the last one that Brother Otto Fetting received. And what got out of it, you know, I thank God for it. And even in that first verse, when he says, let the old and the young remember that humility must be their mantle, you know,
amen.
When I read that, the first thing came to my mind when I read that is, you know, the word says, as I speak to one, I speak to all. And so
amen.
It says the old and the young. It doesn't say the old men and the young men. It doesn't
amen.
Say the old and the young women. It says, you know, let the old and the young, you know, throughout the scriptures when the Lord is speaking, and even, you know, the Lord doesn't speak with gender in mind, because his words is for all. And that's what came to my mind. I speak to one, I speak to all. So let the old and the young remember that humility must be their mantle. He's talking to everybody.
Amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Men, old men, young men, the old women and young women too. You know, and that's why, you know, when the Lord would send his messenger, even to Brother Dre's and even to Brother Fetting, To say, you know, take it to the church, take it to the brethren, and then it goes out to the world, you know. And this is what came to my mind, you know. And again, in the second verse where it said that I've given the plans for the temple, but my people are not worthy or cannot enter therein. You know, it's a lot for us in that, for us making preparations, just like the butterfly, the caterpillar, just like getting ready, making the preparations.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even this verse, it tells us here that, you know, the plans was given. I hear some people talking about, oh, I want to be part of building the temple. I want to be part of it. You know, we really don't have to worry about being part of building the temple. What we need to do is to make preparations and to prepare and to do God's will. And, you know, it's just like in the third verse, it goes on to say, I will not leave my people if they will keep my commandments and serve me as I have instructed you.
Yea,
touch the hearts of many who have no understanding of my law. And, you know, I thought about that, you know, no understanding of my law. And, you know, us don't, because we think the last line here that says, I've heard the prayers of my people and all is in my hand. And a lot of people say, you know, they think that, you know, different things about what the law, but we have to go by the word of God when it talks about the law. And actually, the word of God tells us about his law, and his law really, it talks about the Ten Commandments. It's the law. And that's the first law, you know, when he speaks about the Ten Commandments. And I thank God. But then when we go on further, and we in the fourth, when it says, "Ye must drink; you must all drink of the bitter cup, that ye may know that which my son has suffered." And you know, we think, a lot of people think that he suffered just for your sins, you know, and that's not true. I mean, he did suffer, and he gave up his life, shed his blood for our sins, but it wasn't just for our sins.
You
know, he shed his blood, you know, the plan of redemption. That's why he shed his blood, and that we must know what his son suffered. We must know what Jesus suffered, because, you know what, we will not. If we don't know what Jesus suffered, you know, the word tells us not only do we respect his word, but he tells us his word is sacred. And if we don't know what it is, how are we going to keep it sacred if we don't know what it is? And he suffered this for the plan of redemption for us. Suffered, you know, he died, he was buried and resurrected. It was all for us that we might have life. He gave us his life, shed his blood, that we will not fear the devil, that we will be redeemed, that we will be sanctified, that we will, you know, we will purchase through the blood of Jesus. And, you know, being Christian because of the blood of Jesus. So we need to know, just as in this fourth verse, what it says. Thus said the Lord, you must all drink of that bitter cup, that ye might know that which my son has suffered. You know, and as I said, we don't know. And he suffered, like he tells us over in Ephesians, that he suffered so we could put on that whole armor, that we could, you know, be healed. And, we put on that whole armor of the Lord, then we can stand, you know, in the breach. We can stand in the breach because right now, you know, that devil is standing there. It's so much going on right now. That's what keeping people separated. You got, and they're all saying, oh, I believe the angel's message. They're all saying that. I believe the judgment message. I believe the midnight cry. On the other hand, they say, oh, the Lord said have no part with them. Now, the Lord has never said don't love them. He's never said don't love them. But you're saying the Lord said have no part with them. Okay, if you have this love in your heart, which is, you know, the love in your heart actually is part of the law of God, because you said love your neighbor.
That's right.
You know, and if you don't, if you saying that the Lord has told you don't have no part with me, then you are not loving me. You have no love for me, because the Lord has already given the plans, you know. And that's just like the word tell us, that it's 10,000 times 10,000 waiting that you come in. Okay, have we ever considered why they are waiting? You know, I heard the brother speak about, you know, a lot of times the Lord don't show us things or give us revelations of things because it's not time, because we can't handle it if he did. It's just like 10,000 waiting. Okay, they're waiting. Maybe they're waiting. Maybe the Lord got them waiting for the ones that's in to get right. Because he said, preach and teach the same thing. And if the Elijah message is not preaching and teaching the same thing, then you got, I've heard your brother many times speak on these people thinking about the rapture. They're going to be raptured away. So you got some churches preaching on the rapture. You got some churches preaching on always saved. And then there you got some that's preaching on, you know, like other things, like, you know, that's going on that is not true. And so, therefore, if you're preaching on these different things that is not true, then the Lord have to break us out of that cocoon and get us ready, that we might put on our brighter garment, that we might put on the whole armor, because Jesus suffered and died. That, you know, he subdued the devil, the wicked one, you know, and also he conquered sin, he conquered diseases, he conquered death and all major diseases. And we are walking around here, and it's just like, I'm a set for myself. I'm walking around here with my leg hurting me or my knee hurting me. Okay, the Lord, Jesus has already died for my healing. Okay, why is it? And Lord knows I've been praying and asking him to heal, you know, my knee. But you know what? When we ask the Lord for something, you know, we have this habit that we want him to give it to us right now. I want it now. That's the truth. God knows. I want my knee healed right now, you know. But it's the time, you know, the word, when we get in the word tells us it's a season. And that's just like that butterfly breaking out of that cocoon. You know that butterfly had a season to be in that cocoon before it could come out of it? It was a season. And it's a season. You know, the Lord has a season for things. But he also tells us to be ready at all times, you know. But to be ready at all times, he's telling us to be ready to tell somebody the truthness of this word, to be ready to tell somebody about, you know, this gospel. And then you have these groups out there that's preaching that's not according to the word. But I'll say to the emotions, peace be still. And I say to my mind, peace be still. And I say to the body, peace be still. I say to my home, the peace be still. And to my family, peace be still. You know, I read this word where the Lord tells us that we have the right as sons and daughters, that we command. We have to speak that word. And we have to speak it, you know, we have to speak it that, like, we have some authority. Jesus, you know, we got the authority through the death of Jesus Christ. And, you know, people want to say, well, I'm the man, I'm the apostle, I'm the bishop, and I have the authority. Well, you know what? That's why, you know, about a month or so ago, and I was talking to one of the sisters about it, that the Lord gave it to me, you know, for woman, thou art loose. Claim your inheritance. Break forth. And it's just like this was telling the struggles that butterfly have to you know, a butterfly doesn't get its wings until it comes out of that cocoon, you know. And we have to use our authority. That means we have to stand on that word. We have to believe it down in the depth of our soul and break free. And women, Thou art loose, woman, thou art loose. And that's what we have to do, break free.
Amen.
Break
free
from all these traditions of
men.
And we have
Amen.
To, as the brother said earlier, get in that word, get that
Amen.
Word by ourselves, so we would know
Amen.
What we, you know what? If we get in that word and learn that word, we'll know our place. And we would
Amen.
Know when that one of our places is, that because we are sons and daughters of Jesus Christ, that we
uh-huh.
have authority to command that devil
mm-hmm.
to loose us, to command
Amen.
That devil to get
Amen.
That. You know, the word can tell us, first bind that strong man. First bind that strong
Amen.
Man. You know,
Amen.
And the Lord showed me, it's been years ago when we lived in Chicago and we was at church and the brothers was praying. And the Lord showed me, you know, these little, they was praying for a person in the church. And the Lord showed me, you know, I never did understand, the brother used to say, but when the Lord showed me that day that those little demons running towards the door to get out of there. And
mm-hmm.
then the brothers used to say, when they were praying, get your children, you know, to be with you. Don't be letting your children roam around the church. Which, you know,
uh-huh.
that, those are the type of things that I thank God for when the brothers,
Amen.
And us, I appreciate
Amen.
It. Because when they would say that, I didn't understand it. But when they were
uh-huh.
praying for this person, and I saw those little demons running down the aisle and out to the door to get out of there,
uh-huh.
and then I understood. And I thank
Amen.
God for it. And this 30
Amen.
Message is a lot in it that we must know.
Amen.
Amen. Suffered. And all of these
Amen.
Things that's going on, he suffered that we could be free for these things. And he
Amen.
Tells us what we need to do. And he tells us to pray
Amen.
Mightily. He tells us to pray until we hear from heaven. He tells us
Amen.
To pray until, you know,
Amen.
There, you know, it has to be. There has to be a revival. There got to be a revival. Just like it was in Acts on the day of Pentecost. And you know what? It's still all of those thousands of years, and it's still going to be. For the Lord said,
yeah.
wait here until you be endowed with power on high. It's still going to be some that say, I can't stay. I got to go do this. I got to go do
Amen.
That. And one thing
Amen.
Or another,
Amen.
Take care of this. Because, you know what?
Amen.
We are not sold out. We are
Amen.
Not sold out. And I thank the Lord, you know.
Amen.
And again, it's, 30th message, you know, how the Lord
Amen.
Is telling us that, you know, the love, when he talks
mm-hmm.
about that law, that
yeah.
the law of God, and it talks about God's commandment, it gives, you know, God's commandment, it gives the creature to regulate their lives,
mm-hmm.
to moral behavior. It talks about the moral behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And look
yeah.
at what's going on now. This
Amen.
Junk. You know, my daughter was over
Amen.
Here earlier, and while we were sitting downstairs talking to her and everything, the TV was on. And, you know, you find that mess. And I told her, you know what, I would never understand. I can't get it. I know what's going on now. And I know it's nothing but the devil. It's men with men and women with women. I know
mm-hmm.
it's the devil. But I told her, you know what? I can't see myself putting my mouth or myself on another woman in that fashion.
Men.
You know, and you know that it's just the workings of the devil.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You know what?
Amen.
The love of God. It tells us about that morality
Amen.
And that
yes.
behavior. And it lets us know and let us see. That's why we have to tell others. We are
Amen.
Living in that Solomon and Gomorrah days. You know,
Amen.
We need to let the
Amen.
People know. It used to be, people used to read these little Bible stories to their children. People don't do that anymore. Read these
That's
Bible
right.
stories. And I tell people, I say, yeah, it's a story, but it's a true story, you know. And now
uh-huh.
we can see. As these,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
we are, and
Amen.
It's not just sin, sickness, disease, but it's also for our freedom. You know,
Amen.
Our freedom, the freedom that we have right now to be on this live, to help
Amen.
Us to know our inheritance. And we really, you know, we're not going to be able to make it if we don't know our inheritance, that we are just by faith. And we have to have the faith of Jesus Christ and know he suffered and that he died and that he rose again. But we have to have the faith, you know, that through his death that we gain the authority to fight the devil. And we women are loose, and we need to know. Because Jesus gave the authority, he did not limit it to the male or to the man.
Amen.
It would be unfair for him to say, okay, I'm going to give the men the authority where they can fight the devil and keep the devil off their back. But, okay, women, you're on your own. Now, that's not Jesus, because Jesus is love. And I thank God for it. And also, in this message, he said, you know, that if you fail, you have failed of yourself, you know. And want to say, another thing, somebody can help me that I don't understand and I don't get. That men can say, I'm put you out. How in the world can you put me out? I mean, if I ain't saved and know that Jesus Christ is my Savior, how can you put me out of Jesus? You can't put me out of Jesus. And the word is that. The word tells us, thus said the Lord, you must all drink of that bitter cup that ye might know that which my son has suffered. Listen, the crown is after you have fought the fight. Now, if I have the authority that Jesus gave me to fight, you know what? I can't fight within myself. I can't fight this by myself, because the word tells us that we fight not against our flesh and blood. We fight against the power. So therefore, they're letting us know we are not going to get that crown until after we fought that fight. Speak not nor of your fellow man whose mind is still in the dark. We're supposed to be helping them. So how can I say the Lord told me to have no part with you? I'm supposed to be helping you. And you know what? I'm going to tell you about me, about myself. I don't care. You can be Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. You can be the Church of Christ with Elijah Message. You could be the Church of Christ, the Assured Way. You could be all that. I love you. My love didn't stop because you decided to, whatever you decided to do. My love for you did not stop. You might not want to be bothered with me, but if I get the opportunity to be with you or see you, I'm going to let you know. Hello there, brother. How you doing?
Amen.
My love didn't stop. It cut off because of that. And the word let us know. And it says, go to them in love.
Amen.
Glorify the world by righteousness. Enlighten your mind by ability. Love always. Hate it.
We got about 16 minutes left. I wanted to.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Thank God for you.
Sister Helen. God bless you, Sister Helen. I want to give you an opportunity to say something there before we get off. Got about 16 minutes. Oh, we do have our brother on here. God bless you, brother. Brother Lee.
Oh, yes. God bless you. Senor.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. I truly thank the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, for the word and for the message and the great testimonies and the revelations, you know, that the Lord has, you know, revealed, you know, to us, you know, on this broadcast.
Yes.
You know, I'm sorry that I had an important call came through. I had to take it. And so I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for the word. And for the word study on last night, and, you know, and remembering the different, you know, countries, you know, in our prayers, and China, Ukraine, and, you know, and all of them, you know, lifting them up, you know, before the Lord, you know, in prayer. And I just truly thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Amen.
And thank God, I receive a lot from the testimony and the sharing of our dear beloved sister, who are courageous and bold and yes. daring to reveal things that will be a blessing to people and everywhere. I just want to say my little song here, and you all can shut your ears if you want to. It's okay. I don't know, probably. I'm not a gift of singer, but I do have the desire to sing unto the Lord and praise
Amen.
Him with my desire yes. in my heart. And I'll say, Jesus. And I was just thinking a few minutes I was listening, Jesus is the rock of my salvation.
Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. And I am made glad. He's the rock Amen. Of my deliverance. He's the rock of my deliverance. He's the rock of my deliverance. And my heart is made glad. He's the rock mm-hmm. of my healing. He's the rock of my healing. He's the rock of my healing. And my heart is made glad. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. And my heart is made glad. Well, I just had to send my little tongue to the Lord. And if anybody was offended, I don't apologize. So,
Amen.
Because I have the divine privilege, I have the divine right to
mm-hmm.
praise and honor him and give glory to him, for he is
mm-hmm.
the rock of my salvation.
Amen.
Amen. He's the rock of your salvation.
Amen.
And he's not you, but he's the rock of my salvation.
Amen.
So I just want to let him know I delight to do that, and I really
Amen.
Delight to see y'all breaking the bread of life and the revelation of life and truth that's a blessing to many. And more than all, you women of God, you handmaidens, I appreciate you, your contribution and courage. You're daring to be, you're encouraging other handmaidens to step up to the plate. And you're encouraging other handmaidens to lay down their fears and their apprehensions and the traditions of men and step up and allow the Holy Spirit, who has the head of your life, the Holy Spirit, to make, to give and share the hope and deliverance that people need. And by you all being handmaiden and being raised up and being schooled and taught and trained to move and step forth in your place in Christ. And I just want to say that you encourage me, many others who are listening, but they are fearful. And they have not broken through the cocoon. And that you standing up and you helping them to give birth, breaking forth with their wings flying on flight and coming out of the cocoon of tradition of the thoughts of men who want to keep you inside the cocoon. But your plan is to be come out of the cocoon, and so God can really manifest through his people, both men and women, handmaidens. And I want to say, you women of God, you're not offending. You're only offending the traditions of men and the thinking of men. So you're not being disrespectful. You're honoring the laws. You're not disregarding the law. You're taking your place in the body of Christ. And so those people who are standing on the wings, who don't have the understanding that it's the breaking forth of the whole body of Christ, and that God has ordained you come out of the cocoon.
Amen.
And be a complete butterfly. And flap your wings. So I am grateful for your courage and your daring. That Brother Clark didn't make no mistake when he trained people. When Sister Clark, who was an example of telling you that men and women in Christ, what they can do when they flow in the Holy Spirit and flow in the works of the Holy Spirit. And I thank God that Brother Nate and Brother Clark trained and was daring, hallelujah, and daring to equip the handmaiden, fly and flap your wings. And
yes,
stay within the preview on the authority of God, them, then God who has given them to you, but also flap your wings and fly.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So I thought I'll add that to you. And building upon the rock. Thank God for the men who are more understanding. I was thinking about Ola Don. There are things that Ola Don has, she just talked to me the other day about from the time she knew what she was called to do from the time she was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And hallelujah. But everybody does not have the freedom to flap their wings.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Someone is not given the freedom to flap your wings.
Amen.
And fly.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It is very important that we understand in these latter days why the whole body of Christ has to rise and shine.
Yes.
And that staying within the purview of authority, but flapping your wings in unity with God's work and plan, that the Holy Spirit, the person who is given the final say-so in your life. This is the key that no matter how much authority you're under, the Holy Spirit, the last say-so in your life. And that he is the one that's given charge of your life and to help you to fulfill God's plan for your destiny in this world. So, and we sometimes listen to things that put us out of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said, quench not the Holy Spirit. That means don't let anyone in this world stop the Holy Spirit from fulfilling God's plan in your life. Just make sure you humble yourself. Just make sure you always keep yourself in humility so you can be corrected. Don't get prideful. Think that you can't be corrected.
Amen.
And keep yourself that you can be rebuked. Keep yourself, you can be chastened.
Amen.
Humble yourself as Jesus humbled himself to the cross, even to the will of the Father and all things.
Yes.
And so I say there are those that are willing to break through and almost for their fear of man because they have not been taught completely correct. Somebody has to suffer to bring the rest of someone had to pay the price. Some that had to be an outcast. I know Ola Don and her husband, they were outcasts. They were considered outcasts.
Amen.
I'm not breaking the confidence by saying this, that her, always Ola Don was an outcast because she opened her mouth wide. And she was always daring at times. And she had to learn that her mouth was anointed to speak and to declare certain things.
Amen.
And she was trying to flap her wings and let what God has ordained her from birth to do. But sometimes other people did not understand and did not comprehend that she was coming out of the cocoon of the revelation of her time and her appearing. So, and some would try to put her in restraints and think that she was out of order. Well, if you don't obey the Holy Spirit in the end, you'll find out. If you don't submit to the Holy Spirit in the end result, with the guidance of those that over you who understand spiritual things, you'll miss out on many wonderful things that God wants to plant through you.
Amen.
And I'm just going to pray, and your content, handmaiden of the Lord. Pray for all of the handmaidens of the Lord, not just the one in your group. See, love is not talking about. See, love of God is so much different from the love of churches and the love of groups.
Amen.
The love of God is, I can't have anything to do with you because I can't reach out and love you and be concerned because. I'm afraid that many people are going to miss their finest hour.
Amen.
Their finished work of the hour. Well, you know, I'm not supposed to talk to you, Sister Allison, because you pray, and you're mm-hmm. supposed to pray this way, and you're supposed to talk mm-hmm. this way, and you're supposed to, and you pray. Those people may be good and have good intentions, but they don't understand. The hour, the hour has come that you are, mm-hmm. as you said, sister, to come out of the cocoon and begin to take your flight in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And so, by your steadfastness, I just see Ola Dawn, if she had been allowed to be on the radio, but because mm-hmm. she would like to be with you all on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple other people who feel the need to fulfill
mm-hmm.
what God is putting in them through the Holy Spirit, but because
yes.
of the traditions of men,
mm-hmm.
they fear.
Amen.
They fear.
Amen.
Amen.
They fear. They fear. Can you imagine, as we close, if we had more Aquilas and Priscillas in the church?
Amen. Amen.
I said we had more Priscillas and
mm-hmm.
Aquilas.
Amen.
Brother Clark and his wife was a Priscilla and Aquila. Mother Crockett
Amen.
And Brother Crockett
mm-hmm.
was a Priscilla.
Amen.
Now we have Sister
yeah.
Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
But
Amen.
Brother Anderson is a quiet Aquila. And that's okay. That's okay.
How about y'all back?
Bless the Lord. Yeah. And Brother Nate and his wife was meant to be in Aquila and Priscilla.
Amen. That's right.
But the devil's trying to hinder that. He
Amen.
Doesn't want these two because two is better than one. And
Amen.
When
yeah.
they flock together and become
mm-hmm.
one, and great things occur.
Uh-huh.
Mighty things. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. That oneness makes
Amen.
The devil feel. When two saints, our family come one, the devil
mm-hmm.
is fearful.
Yes.
He's scared.
Amen.
When the church begins to mount up in unity of faith and oneness, the devil starts shaking. He
Amen.
Starts shaking. That's why he got America Amen. So divided, because he knew America would be conquered when
uh-huh.
they're divided and against one another.
Yes.
He
mm-hmm.
knows we can overcome a nation when he turned them against one another. He knows he
they're
can
so
overthrow
true.
A nation. From within.
Amen.
And this is why he's working on America, and he's working
uh-huh.
on the church world. Oh,
uh-huh.
oh. Brother Nate and brother, we don't know our policy. God don't care anything about your policy. You may
uh-huh.
think your policy is going to promote
uh-huh.
the kingdom, and I may think my policy is going to come
uh-huh.
before the revelation of truth. But the revelation
uh-huh.
of truth, hallelujah, the devil is
Amen.
Scared of you revealing the revelation of truth. Look, and so God
Amen.
Is working on us to come all the way out of the coop. Now, as I close, God has different ways to answer prayer. And different
Amen.
Kinds of, and this one, it's just like this week. I felt my blood pressure going up several times because I had not been doing my exercise. And I felt my blood pressure come up for the last 2 weeks. So, so here's the thing what saints need, the most two, three gifts they need. Wisdom, faith, and discernment.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The most important witness and gift is that the word and the word of wisdom and
uh-huh.
discernment of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. So I went immediately the next day. It was given to me ginger,
mm-hmm.
a garlic,
uh-huh.
cider vinegar,
uh-huh.
and I put these four things, ginger, cider vinegar,
mm-hmm.
garlic,
yeah.
and some onion, and a water. For God
uh-huh.
has given the trees for the healing of all of them.
Uh-huh.
And I boiled it
mm-hmm.
and put lemon in there.
Yeah.
And immediately I drank it as I put the honey in there, fifth thing, organic honey. And my blood pressure went down immediately, boom, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And has not risen.
Amen.
Just by the word of wisdom.
Wisdom.
Health cometh in different ways. Healing comes in different methods.
Mm-hmm.
Let God choose the method for you.
Amen.
That's right.
And let your faith
Amen.
such with wisdom. All right. I love you guys. Tomorrow night, the Lord permit, y'all can continue on, unless brother, your brother, he direct the traffic, and I sit at the stop and look and watch. And love you guys. Appreciate you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Love you. Appreciate you.
Praise the Lord for another blessed broadcast. Lord, stay the same. We will see you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. We love y'all. May the Lord bless and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless. God bless.